low on numbers. Those that are left have to pick up the slack. So we're gonna work hard. We're gonna work double hard. Bezrat Hashem. Here we go. Let's get busy. David, you ready?
Yes.
Excellent. So you great?
Great.
Zok de heilige Gemara. Satanya, Atanya von Rabchia. Essen wir arbe, aber ist nicht sicher, dass wir kämpfen, dass wir haben Chamisha, gerne wie Gazlin, Edim Zäumen, meine Sofate, meine Tishema, meine Tata, meine Dame, meine Nasech, wir haben nicht gelesen, that's 24, Essen wir arbe. We spoke about that before, the order is very bizarre. First Kefal, Tashlim, Arbe Chamisha, then Gana, then Gazlin. Why does it put Kefal first? And then afterwards, we said the Kefal is the Himotze, Simotze. We spoke about that, we spoke about other things. Anyway, Rav Oisha, my time, Lotani Hani. Why didn't Rav Oisha write these? It's the Gemara Monokamai, Krasalokamai, Rav Oisha, who wrote only 13 before. Why didn't he write these 24? The answer is Rav Oisha is only talking about Mama. He's not talking about Knas. And these things down here are Knas, right? For example, we're going to speak about all of them. We're going to go through are they knas and not knas. But one thing's for sure you see in the Gemara, that anything that Rabbi Oishia wrote was what? Was a mamai. V'kan haben shoyal, my friends. The question, the ben being the Magid Mishnah on the Rambam. Because the Rambam we saw together says that if a person comes in and is moideh, what's the din? He's potter on
Nezek and Tzar.
Why is he potter? Mistoma, the reason is because moide be knas. Potter, that means the Ram holds that it's knas. The chayr, it's a gemara. Unzer a gemara. Kineged the Rambam. Because kan hiksha magid mishnah la Rambam. Because Hare Amru Kan Rabbi Shalom, Mary Beknasu Bechlala Ovi Shalom, Nezek Vitzar. Obviously, Nezek and Tzar are not. Oh. So the Achroinim Mitchatzach with this Kasha. It's a Kushatzuma on the Rambam. One of the tweets in the Achroinim says that there's different types of Nezek and Tzar. It depends on the Nezek Tzar of who. If you're talking Nezek and Tzar of regular Chayval on someone in a Chanami, maybe that's Knas. But Nezek and Tzar, let's say Oinis and Mefate, maybe that's Mammon. Why is that over there? That seems to be talking about the regular Nezek and Tzar. Nezek Tzar, Yipushavs and Boishas, put them together. No, no, maybe not.
That's the one,
bro.
Oinis and Nezek and Tzar, he's talking
about
Oinis and Mefate? Yeah, maybe.
What? There's a Nezek and Tzar that exists over there, and maybe that's a different Nezek and Tzar than this Nezek and Tzar.
I'm saying the Nezek and Tzar by Oinis and Mefate is not Knas.
Maybe it's Fakert? Oynis u mefata and nezik vatzar have a moment. Yeah, mishalom piatzmai. Rashi's not mashma that way either. You're right, but okay, Rashi's not necessarily kashon. The Rambam, maybe the Rambam will have to learn that way. Akopano, it's a daichik. There's no question that's a daichik. So we're going to try to say a different answer with siyata d'shemaya. We're going to try to say a different answer. But before we say a different answer, I would like to ask you a question. What's according to the Rambam? What's nezik? What's Nezek? Knas. Tsar? What's Boishas?
Mom.
You're going to assume Mammon because the Ram says if you're Moida, you have to pay Boishas, but not necessarily.
Only when you do Boishas.
Yes. Maybe. Let's see what Rashi holds. I'd like to show you what Rashi holds. Look at Daf Hey Amid Aleph. Pretty much in the middle, Rashi says Boishas uknas. Oynes. No, there's another one. Boishas uknas. Rashi's going to say there's Mammon. Rashi says, "Boishes uknas." Our mama, there it is. Rashi de maschil einasu mafata de mamaynahu. The end of the Rashi, the last words. Rashi says, "Uboishes de mamaynahu." See that Rashi? It's across from the word in the Gemara, "Dira bichia." First one line is "Uboishes." Rashi, "Uboishes de mamaynahu." Rashi clearly tells us what's boishes, mamayn. Okay, maybe Rashi, holds it to mamayn. But if you take a look at Rashi on that Chaf Zayin Amid Beis, you don't have to look. I'll just read the Rashi. Rashi says, "Boishes, Kanasu." Poishas Knasu Lechov Zayin Amid Beis, around 3/5 of the way down. Poishas Knasu Zastir and Rashi. What? I can't hear you. Maybe our Gemara is going to be shver according to the Rashi also. Boishes is not.
Maybe. What's the Gemara over
there? What? Maybe it's a different boishes and this and that. Okay, again, we're trying. We're splitting here, so I'd like to say a different type of shot. You ready? Here goes. What is Rabbi Isai? What is the deciding factor whether or not something is mamoin or knas? We have a Rashi on Daf Hey Amid Aleph on the top. Rashi discusses Eid Zoyme Mamayna, one of the schwerest Rashis in Shas. But what does Rashi say? Eid Zoyme Mamayna, who says Rashi? Dechol HaMeshalem Yoyser Al Mashe Hizik Kigoin Kefel V'teshlumi Arba V'chamisha Kori Knas. So what does Rashi say? How do you know? What's the litmus? How would you know if something is Knas or not?
Pay more than you damage.
More than you damage, number one. Kilo Kaman B'Hach Birken V'kigoin Koldover Katsuf Ha'oimer b'toira, gugon chamishim shel oines. And Rashi says another surefire way is anything that is
set price.
In the Torah. So Rashi says, there's basically two things that are going to make something into kanas. If it's a set price, like chamishim, and if it's more than masha hizik. Okay. Is nezek a set price? Is tsarish a set price?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Is boishes a set price?
No.
No. They're all not a set price. Hakol lefi hamevayish v'hamisbayish. Tsar kama adam roitzel liten. It depends how much a person would give. Everything depends on the situation. So according to Rashi's second description of mammon or knas, is it a davar katsuf? Do these things fall into the category of davar katsuf?
No.
Now, how much monetary loss did you cause someone when you cause him pain?
Zero.
As a matter of fact, you made him even worth more, because if it doesn't kill you,
makes you stronger.
He's going to be a better evid now. He's going to work harder now. How much monetary loss did you cause someone? You embarrass him.
No.
Nothing. So is this Yoyser Mimasha Hizik?
For sure.
Yes. Is it Davar Katsuv?
No.
Echtracht avot.
Tzar
for sure not.
What about
Nezek? Nezek, we have to get to it. Echtracht avot, Rabbi said. The vort is as follows. Are these things Nezek? Are these things mammon or knas? The answer is both. It's a little mammon, it's a little knas. You could see it at in other words, as follows. Was there a hefsid that really happened over here? No. But if the Torah is going to consider this a hefsid, do you understand why you're paying for what you did to him? Yes. Is the payment, does it reflect whatever was the quote-unquote damage? It's not really damage, but once you call it damage, would you call it an exact payment? Yes. What? By tsar, by boishes, by all those things. So even though the fact that you have to pay is a knas, but once the Torah says you have to pay, is this a nizikin? Is this where I'm being meshalem? I'm coming to fill up whatever void there was? Yes. But what do I have to fill up the void for? That's the knas.
It's about so, knas.
No.
By
Shloshim Shalevet, it's not like that. Oinus and Mefata, it's not like that. 50.
You don't understand why you're paying?
50. Why am I paying 50? Where'd the number 50 come from?
Hey, what about
Kefal? Okay, but that
spells double, but it's still not a set amount. You're saying that the fact you're paying is Kanas, and then
right.
You understand that the moment is, that's, the fact you're paying is Kanas, and once you're paying, that's moment.
No. What I'm saying is that the Tsuras HaTashlam is to be Mamala the Hefsid. Correct? So there, I could call that, if that's what the Gemara means, the Gemara says Memoina.
So not actually.
Say that by
no, it's not actually Memoina. You can't say it by everything. Oines, Mefate, you can't say it by Shloshim Shalevet, you can't say it by anything that's a set amount. It just doesn't make any sense.
It's not a set amount.
No. Tsar is not a set amount. Boishes is not a set amount. It's, let's see how much embarrassment you had. Buy the embarrassment. Why should I buy his embarrassment? It didn't cost him anything. You have to buy it. Okay, but now I understand. What I'm doing is, I'm ki'ilu paying for whatever, I'm quantifying the damage.
What about the other?
Why is it paying more than what you're damaging? You are, that's why it's, really it's a kanas. So therefore if you're moide, what's going to be the din? Pater. But the Gemara says, b'knas ala kamari, the Gemara means whacked out kanas. A kanas is like, what shaykhis? What do you, what is that? What about? Oh, so that we'll have to see Matamadam Manasseh. What's Matamadam Manasseh? How do you mash for that? Enochanam. We'll have to see. What do you do with the rest of them? Matamadam. The rest, all the ones aside from Matamadam Manasseh make sense. To see what the Gemara does with Matamadam Manasseh. The Gemara speaks about, is it Hezek Shana Nikar? Is it Diraisa? Dirabanan? We'll have to see. What do you mean? We're not talking about the Nezegin Tzar, we're talking about the Chamishim Shalavis. We're talking about the Chamishim though. That Chamishim is pure Knas.
I know, but I'm saying that the Gemara brings down Anas Mafata as Knas.
Right.
And it also has aspects of Mammon.
Correct. But we're talking about different Tashlums. The Tashlum of, you know, is when a person is Ma'anas and Isha, he pays numerous different things. There's one payment which is called Chamishim Shaloinus. Chamishim Kesef. That Chamishim Kesef is pure kras. Yeah, something else, which is tsar, different thing. That's taka has some moment to it. There's, you pay more than one payment.
Avra chamisha set also.
Why is that moment?
But it's not a tashlum mechla. You can't call it a tashlum. I'm not. I paid back. There's no loss here. There's nothing.
First one is.
But that enachlami. That's moment. First one's moment. That's Karen. What?
Why is that the other one in
Mammon? The payment is called
Adam
Shabisham. Should be called Gimel Dalet. Should be called Gimel Dalet.
The Knas.
What is it? The whole thing is.
Okay, so that whole thing is not a filling the Tashlum. It's not. You're saying. But part of. That's not filling the Tashlum, though. That's not what you're doing now. You're not doing that. You're doing way more than that. So that Tashlum is not, you're saying, but you're overlapping on that. Okay, that's not the Tashlum, that's the Karen. You're saying, but this Tashlum is not more than Karen. That's why it's Knas. This Tashlum is Knas. You're right, that's Mammon. Gazan's Mammon. Right? What about? What'd you say? Enochanami. What's the reason what? Enochanami. Oh, you're saying, so you ask, you have stamakash on Rashi? That's for later.
What's together? We're saying that Roshio was saying things that have kas involved in them, but they're mammon. We would understand.
The Nezikin. He's looking for them to be not Nezikin. What does it mean, Nezikin? That they're coming for the Hefsid. So is this coming for the Hefsid or not?
They could have a Knas involved, but that...
Yeah, it doesn't bother him. Right.
And Rav Ushi is saying, even are things that are fully Knas. That's what we're saying, fully Knas, or they're just... What's the Hagdara?
Rav Oishia is saying even things that are knas. Nezek tzar, ripui, shavis, and boishas. No, Rav Oishia is only saying things that are mammon. Right.
No, Rav Chia is
saying even things
that are fully knas.
Even things that are fully knas.
That's I think that's how we're breaking it up.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
Says, oh,
yeah. Correct. Right. Correct. Right. Right.
So we have to figure out how all of his cases are fully cast.
They don't have to all be that.
Otherwise, Rav Oshia should say that.
Oh, that's a different kasha on Rav Oshia. Why does he mention them? Okay. It's not a kasha. There's no kasha here on Rav Chia. It's a kasha on Rav Oshia. Why didn't he mention it?
If it's any one of Rav Chia's that we're going to see has mammon.
Right. The only ones that left in Tamid Amanasach, we'd have to see. Zok the Gemara Vayter, says the Gemara. Gana v'gazlin dimemoinohu lisni. Why don't you write Gana v'gazlin their mammon? Says the Gemara, k'tani lei shemechina v'ashoyal. Because they already said shemechina v'ashoyal, and Gana v'gazlin somehow are nichlal and shemechina v'ashoyal. Rabbi Chia nami, k'tani lei shemechina v'ashoyal. Very good. So Rabbi Chia also, it says already shemechina v'ashoyal. K'tani memoinah, d'asli lei yodah b'heteru, k'tani memoinah, d'asli lei yodah b'isura. Being mechalik between money that comes in your hand, b'heter. Money that comes in your hand, be'isr. In other words, when a Ghana first lays his hand on this stolen item, was he allowed to lay his hand on it? No, it's asla de bisura. But when a shomer first lays his hand on it, was he allowed to?
Yeah.
Not only was he allowed to, he was supposed to. I don't know what difference that makes. Like, also, one of them starts with the gimel, the other one starts with the shin. Like, what difference does it make?
Because one of them is just the mamayna shemayim. That's like we were saying.
What does that mean?
Meaning, shemachinam and shal is including the gan of mamon, the mamon of ganav, not necessarily the knas aspect, but not the more that you would have to pay, but if you're a
what does that mean? If there's no ma'isek neva, then it's not ganav. Has to be some ma'isek neva. What? No.
He's saying it got stolen.
Okay, we have to figure out, but there's a ma'isek neva. You're going to be chayv kefal. Whatever it is.
Because you like it, ganav. You're not saying a ma'isek neva.
You're chayv kefal.
Can't be. Rav
Oshia
wouldn't say
that. Okay, so even but the mazik is a mazik that would be chayv kefal. So there's a ma'isek neva here. Let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Tanali shemachina v'ashoyel ganav." I'm sorry, ganav hamoyde me'atzmoy. The gazlin do l'misham al karen lisni. Rashi again says ganav hamoyde me'atzmoy. He's moyde on by himself. Why does he say hamoyde me'atzmoy? No, that shouldn't be kefal, as we mentioned. Now Rashi says that the tanali shemachina v'ashoyel. The also nami shayach ganeva. By shemachina v'ashoyel also shayach ganeva. The kigoyin shetoyin shenigna v'emenu v'areu biyadoi. He tainas that it was stolen from him, and behold, it's in his hand. V'amrina perek meruba, toyin tain is ganav, toyin tain is gazlin. So basically, what's the din of a person is toyin tain is ganav, and he gets caught? What's the din? It's chayv kefal. Chayv kefal. So I kefal knas. Elamai, so my kids, the person was watching someone else's cow. The person came to him and said, "Where's my cow?" He told him it was stolen. He swore that it was stolen, and then he came back after and says, "I want to be honest, I want to be moida." If you would have caught him, then what would have been the din?
Kefal.
Now that comes and he's moida, then he's on the chayv keren. But that's a case of toyin tain is ganav. Ganav. But if you would have caught him, he chayv kefal. Toyin tain is gazlan, gazlan. V'hadim nokat hocha v'hashoyel lav dafka. So lo mishkachas lo the nifter lo b'toyin tain is ganav lo b'toyin tain is gazlan shari uchayev bekulon shoyel she can't be shoyel because shoyel is chayev in everything. If it can't be shoyel, the Rajba comes up with an etzah for shoyel. The Rajba says that shoyel not chayev in everything, almost everything. What's the shoyel putter in? Mesa machmas malach. So what happens in the case as follows? Someone gives a person an animal to use, and he says, "Where's my animal?" He says, "It died in the field, and it's gone." He says, "What do you mean?" He says, "Gone." It was meisa machlas malacha, and he says, "Swear to me." And he swears, and lo and behold, it just died, and he's got it, and he's using it. It's all fine. Why is that not a case? Toyin tainas meisa machlas malacha. Why is that not good?
But you have to give him
20 times meisa machlas malacha. That would be a case where he's a gazan. No, he said it fell off a cliff. It had a heart attack and fell off a cliff. Yeah, during while it was walking, it had a heart attack. Yeah, it fell off the cliff and it's gone.
Falling off the cliff, that's nice.
No. It had a heart attack while it was walking and then fell off a cliff and it's gone.
Until it's already dead.
So that's all, you got to be better gone than that to it. It's gone. Right? What do you want from me? It's gone. I lost
the
it.
The
wolves ate it. Yeah, I mean, it was in the middle of the desert. You gave me a dumb animal in the middle of the desert. It died. I'm going to schlep it back over here for you. It died. It's gone. Goodbye. Your problem. That's what the Rajba says. What does Rashi hold? That was great. Rajba was great. Right? He Rashi says, Shoyal lav dafka. Rashi, what are you doing that for? Why make Shoyal lav dafka? We can use Shoyal over here. Achmen is pshat in the Rashi is as follows. Rashi looks very careful. What does Rashi say? Toyin tainas ganev, ganev. Toyin tainas gazlan, ki gazlan. Toyin tainas mesa machmas malacha. I don't know what that is. What is that? It's ki mesa machmas malacha, whatever that means. But what Rashi, I call it Rosh Katan, small head. Toyin tainas ganev, ki ganev. Toyin tainas gazlan, ki gazlan. So you can't use Mesa Machmas Malacha.
Why? He's a Ganav.
That's not a Ganav. Is Toyin Tain is Ganav Ganav. Toyin Tain is Gazlan Gazlan. Toyin Tain is Mesa Machmas Malacha. Don't know.
You want to be Chayev?
Don't know. No, we're going to have to figure out what it is. Don't know.
We
You said he's a ganav, but not outs the shush.
Don't know. Toyin tainis ganav ganav. Toyin tainis gazlan gazlan. I'll ask you a question. Why is Toyin tainis ganav ganav and not gazlan? Why is Toyin tainis gazlan gazlan and not ganav? Toyin tainis gazlan ganav. Why is Toyin tainis ganav gazlan? What? Wait. Toyin tainis ganav ganav. Toyin tainis gazlan gazlan. Toyin tainis mesam achz malacha.
Because he's claiming stuck. That someone else stole it.
You claim someone else is the ganev and you get caught. What do we do to you? Ganev. You claim someone else is the gazlan. You get caught. What do we do to you? Gazlan. You claim someone else is mesam achas malacha. I don't know what we're going to do to you. I don't know. I don't know.
It's not someone else.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. Doesn't belong, Rashi says. Doesn't belong.
It works.
What?
Technically it works. We'll
have to figure out why. I'm going to have to figure that out. That's the question. So what's the din? We'll figure it out.
If you're Tain Tanis Goslin and then you get caught,
do
you pick Eiffel?
No.
Huh? No. Oh, that's going to be the Chiddush here. That's going to be the Chiddush. We're coming out with a Mor D'Gazach. If you look in the Rajba has a whole different pshat in Rashi. Look in the Rajba. We gave it out 2 days ago. I don't have one here, but you have one over here. Someone has a Rajba here? I got it. The Rajba on the bottom. Take a look at this. Look at this beauty, okay? Zuck the Rajba. Gada the Gazlin b'moinuhu lisni atonu leisho mechina v'ashoyel. Kiloimar. Has everyone got one? You have one, Ari? Kiloimar. Deshoy mechinam. Shetoin tain is ganav. Inami. Toin tain is gazlun. V'nim tzashu ganva. That's it. That's not what Rashi said. Let's read that again. Kiloimar. The shoymechim shetoyin tain is ganav inami toyin tain is gazlan v'nim tzeshu ganva. Rashi said toyin tain is ganav toyin tain is ganav gazlan. That's not what the Rashba says. The Rashba says toyin tain is ganav or gazlan is going to be chayiv. So I always say as follows. You ready?
Someone else.
I don't think it's mafurish what the din is. But I'm coming out as according to Rashi.
Ganva means someone else actually took it.
No, Shahu Ganva, he took it himself. He stole it himself.
It's considered a ganva.
Yeah.
Shahu Ganva, it's an action. And Rashi's saying
so what's
it's through the name of
him. Yeah. Good.
They found it by him.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like
no matter what he claims,
even if he claims Rashi. But see, I like to say Pshat and Rashi perhaps as follows. Rashi learns the Gemara is coming to do something very interesting here. Gemara says it's Nichlal and Shemachinam and Shoyal and Shemachinam, whatever, Ganav and Gazan. How is it Nichlal in Shemachinam Ganav? Because I could be a Shemachinam and steal? That's because I could be a Shomer Chinam and steal, therefore it's Nichlal. I could be a Shomer Chinam and be Mazik. I could be a Shomer Chinam and do lots of Averas while I'm Shomer Chinam. But what Shaykhis? Rashi learned name. What the Gemara means to say is there's a din in Shomer Chinam, a din Ganav of Shomer Chinam. It's Nischadesh Anayir Parsha von Ganav in Shomer Chinam. Toyin tain is ganif ganif. The Torah says if you take a chefetz and then afterwards say that it was stolen and it wasn't, you're a ganif through that. Through your shmirah you become a ganif. Now the pshat is I stole it now because I said, you know what, I'm not going to give it back to him. Okay, now I'm a ganif. You're going to ask a question. Where's the Maisa Gneva? I don't know where the Maisa Gneva is. Maybe the... No. Your shmirah makes you a ganif. It's a din in Shomer Sachar, in Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam is a din. Toyin Tainis Ganav became a Ganav.
It's not Taina. What if you just use it?
If he doesn't Taina, it's not true. He's not a Ganav. He becomes a Ganav because Toyin Tainis Ganav. Not only does he have to be Toyin Tainis Ganav, he has to make a Shvuah. He has to come, he has to use the Shvuah of Bezdin, and then he becomes a Ganav. Now listen to this. Here goes. I'm going to try to bring it out, okay? Toysis in the beginning of Meruba, Esakasha. How do you ever steal karka? How do you steal karka? What are you going to do with the karka? You can't... What? The car didn't go anywhere. It's still there. How do you steal it? So one Teretz of Tosfos is you move the borders. You move the markers. Next Teretz of Tosfos is Toyin. Someone gives you karka to watch. Gives you karka to watch. You harvest the karka. You harvest the karka and claim it was stolen. You harvest the karka and claim it was stolen. That's called stealing karka. No, it gives you a field to watch. You take all of the crap off the field, and then he comes back and says, "Where did it go?" He said, "Oh, it was stolen." Now I have a question. I have a very simple answer to Tosfos' question. Why do you say I stole karka if I go into someone's field and I steal his crops? The answer is because stealing crops is not karka. It's stealing. Metaltalin. So what did Tosfos say? Toyin Tainas Ganov, you were watching his karka and you took his crop. Pshat in Tosfos is when I'm chayiv for Toyin Tainas Ganov, my chayiv is in my shmira. What was my shmira on? Karka. If afterwards I used my shmira to take it away from him, so that's Geneva and karka because my shmira is in karka. If I just steal the crops, all I stole was the crops. I'm chayzer, and it's called me stealing with Altlan. But no, over here, Toyin Tainas Ganav is in the Schadish, a new Ganav. The new Ganav is in the Shmira. It's because of the Shmira that you're a Ganav. So that is in the Karka, because I'm a Shemra on the Karka. Memela, the Gemara says, it's Nichlal in Shemra Chinom Ganav. Because Toyin Tainas Ganav, Ganav. It's the Schadish, a new Ganav. And it's Nichlal and Shoyim Rechinom, Gazlin. What about Shoyal? Shoyal, I come and I say, it was Meisam Achas Malacha, I lied. Terrible, no good, very bad, dirty trick. Is it Nischadesh, this new Parsha, called that I become a Gazlin through my Sheilo when I do that? No. I'm a liar. Maybe I'm Shaleach Yad B'Pikaren, maybe I'm going to be a this, you're going to be a that, whatever. Maybe I'm a Gazlin. But that's a Gazlan who happens to have started off as a Shoyal and is now a Gazlan. It's not a Gzela in the She'ela. So Rashi says you can't do that. You can't write that over here. That doesn't help. What Rashi's telling us is that the Gemara is saying something fast over here. And that's the Gemara saying. There's different types of Ganav. There's Asi Liyada Behetera and Asi Liyada Bisura. What difference does it make? Rashi means it's as follows. I took this. I can take this. Well, if I do a good shmira, then when I took it, what was that? A regular shmira and mutter. If I do a bad shmira, then you know what that was? That was my gzela. So my gzela is like defined in different ways. So it's usli other bad teira. When I took it, everyone's okay. I can take this. It's not a gzela. Not a gzela. I can take it. Okay. But now comes out that when I later on say that it was a ganav, it comes out that was my gzela, and it's called gzela on karka, so that means that my maisa gzela was not the pshat that I got it betera and then I did a gzela afterwards. The gzela is in the hetera.
So what's the difference between ganav and shemashira?
What do you mean, what's the difference? That's
they
the difference.
They both happen at the same time. They both happen at listen, the same time.
Listen,
you get
listen. If I pickpocket someone, the moment I took it, it was a gzela. That second, it was a gzela. Now, when I take this from him, he's happy I'm taking it. He's okay I'm taking it. It's okay. It's everything's fine. Everything's going to be good. Until later on, I swear falsely that it's Exela. Then Egloi Muslim Afreya, that taking it was no good.
So it's a Lafaris. It's the same thing.
That's exactly what we're saying.
It's the same point.
When we say Lam Afreya, you were never Shemachinam.
No, it's not Egloi Muslim Afreya.
It's in your Shemachinam, so then you...
So we're saying it's a Maisa that's Chetzi Heter Chetzi Aser. To say that I took it originally Be'etera, and then afterwards it's an Gzela. So who cares I took it Be'etera? When it became a Gzela, it was a full-fledged Gzela. So I took the Gzela from here to here. What difference does it make? It's from here to here.
It wasn't us in the Yad Be'etera.
What difference does it make?
Because the Mafreya, it's Be'eser.
What did you say?
The Mafreya, it's Be'eser.
It doesn't mean Igloi Milsa Mafreya that was that. What we're saying is that became the Mais Gzela. But because when I took it, I was okay to take it, it's a Shvacher Gzela. It's a different type of Gzela. What we're saying is Enachanami, that's going to become your Maisik Zela. But that's a Chiddush. It's not a regular Zela. That's not a regular Zela. Because when I took it, I asked you, can I take this? Yes. You didn't say to me, well, you can only take it if you don't. This is called taking Betera. We are going to change that into a Zela. You're changing a Heter into a Zela. It's not the same type of Zela.
So
A regular gzela is the moment I take it, I took it. Over here, the moment I take it, I didn't take it. We have to go back and redo it. That's the chiddush of Tony Tainis Ganef. That's not a normal type of gazlan. So it's a mechudish dik a gazlan.
How do you define this from ganef and gazlan? How do you have a piece of shemar pinah
and a chanami? But etzem, there's really no difference. It's the gzera kosef. Tony Tainis Ganef, Ganef. Ten times gazlan, gazlan.
Well, why can't that make a nasa mina? So if I haven't claimed Ganef and I get busted up, I take
Kefel. Kefel.
So it's just about the claim. No,
that's it. That's it. It's almost like a, Adam Zaymim type of kasher zomam thing. Almost like you're saying he's a Ganef, you're the Ganef. You're saying it was Gozel, you're the Gazlan.
Really, it's the same action.
Same action.
So there's no iser to tell mas nisman malach.
There's no iser. You're a shakran and you're a gazlan. Well, we don't know if gzela needs a maisa. We don't know if gzela needs a maisa. But even if it does, and if it does need a maisa, so then you're right. So then you're just a person. Let's say your cow is behind me, and you ask me where it is. I say nowhere. So I'm a shakran, and I'm, you're right. I'm a novel vishu satayr. Vishunachiv kefa.
If there's no difference between Ganav and Gazlan within Shemar Chinam,
yeah,
Shemar Chinam would be enough according to Ushia. That's what we're saying. So then, why does
according to who?
Ushia. Shemar Chinam would be enough to say
Ganav and Gazlan. Yeah. Yeah.
So then, according to Ushia, why do you need to say Ganav and Gazlan? We could say one thing that would be Nechal both. Saying in Echanami, there's no difference. It's just in second. But Shemar Chinam, the word Shemar Chinam, is enough to teach us Ganav and Gazlan.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So this Ganef and then Gazlan, one is
being
two,
one is being
two.
That's what the
Gemara
says.
No, Ganef, Gazlan. He's asking a different question. He's saying, at Kamaz you can put Ganef and Gazlan into Reb Chiya, into Shemar Chinam. So why do you have to write Ganef and Gazlan? There's two different
Gazlan
things. They're different. But they're different. Yeah.
What?
So there's an extra
Isser. Yeah, but
unless they're arguing that
he's trying to figure out how can you put Ganef and Gazlan into Shemar Chinam. There's two different
Isurim. There's no difference over there, really.
Over there, there's no difference.
There's Ganef by Shemachinam, there's Gazlan by Shemachinam.
Right, but so how can you put them both into one thing? Why don't you say Shemachinam, Shemachinam? Or why don't you separate them?
What do you mean, separate them? According to Reb Chiya, Ganef and Gazlan, they're different. By Gazlan, you're over Hashem. By Ganef, you have to... It's two different.
Right, and Reb Chiya also holds this.
Holds that, he just says they're both Nechlal in Shemar Chinam. So if at Kamas they're different, you can't put them both into one thing. That's what he's trying to say.
How do you put them both? If you are putting them into one thing, then Reb Chiya could do the same thing. Unless they're having a machlokes on if there's a difference between Ganef and Gazlan, which is not the same thing.
He has one word that could be both. So he's fine with that.
Good, so then Reb Chiya should also have one word.
No, because that's a different type of stealing.
What do you mean different type of stealing?
It's be'isura. It's taking something and going to someone else.
Yeah, Rabbi Yisrael, Tully, can we do it later? Tully, can we deal with it later, please?
Sure.
Thank you. It has to be dealt with. It has to be worked out. Deal with it later. Toisvis, dear Maskel, Adam Zayim as Akasha. Frek Toisvis. It doesn't even say what his kasha is. Just his pure shrifa. The Toisa Rosh explains to us what Toisa's kasha is. Pirusha Rosh says, Toisa's kasha is, how could you say Adam Zayim is a mazik? If Adam Zayim is never chayiv, whenever there's, when it's asa, it's always just attempted collusion. That's all it is. It's attempted collusion. Plotting. It's attempted. If it's asa, what's the din? You're pater. Torah says kasha zaman velo kasha asa. So why is he called a mazik? Why is he called a mazik b'chlal? Says Toisus, Adam Zayim, and Pirish Riva. The afilu shileim al pia Adam Zayim im chayavim. He says that's not true. Even if he was shileim, you're chayav. Lo shayach b'mam and kasha zaman velo kasha asa de'efshir b'chazara. Toisus says, the name of the Riva, that by mamoin is different. Even though there's a halacha of kashuzom lo kashu asa when it comes to when you kill someone. If two Adam plot to kill someone and gets killed, what's the din? They're potter, kashuzom lo kashu asa. But by mamoin, efshir bechazara. Mamoin is efshir bechazara. Therefore, it's never called kashu asa. So even if you did cause him to shell out money, you're still going to be chayv. And that's going to be the case when you're a mazik. The ri mefarish, the lo tzarech lahay taima. Dilagabi Mamin Chayvin Le Bekadal Chaymer. Dilagabi Mamin Oinchin Minadin. The Hod Armina Mamako is Hargo Ein Erogim Hainu Mishum. The Hasam Ein Oinchin Minadin. The Re says, no, I don't need that. I don't have to come on to that. I don't have to come on to your lumdis, the Veshu Bechazor, because it's never called Asa. Even if it's called Asa, so Zayin, it's Asa. Asa doesn't bother me. Because by Mamain, there's a klal, Oinshin Min Hadin. Gabi Mamain, Mechayvin Le Bekal Vachoyme. Gabi Mamain, Oinshin Min Hadin. This is the raging machoik, as we spoke about on Daf Beis Amid Aleph, where Tois over there brought a Mechilta, it seems to say, Ein Oinshin Mamain Min Hadin. And obviously we are saying, Yesh Oinshin Min Hadin.
What,
so Tosis says it's not a problem.
According to what we said, that he is talking about Kness and Mamash, so then what is Tosis need to bundle with the Mazik? It
still have to be a Mazik, just it can be a Kness. They're called Mazikin.
You have to inflict some sort of Hefsid.
Yes, you have to have inflicted some type of Hefsid, and then the way that you have to pay that, it could be a Kness.
Hefsid can't be the, now I have a bad name?
No. The truth is that the Rashba, when he brings this Tosfos, he brings a different Dibra Maschil. The Maschil of Rashba is on the Gemara Daf Hamad Al. That's where he brings it. When the Gemara says Memoina, so it can't be Knas. And that's the answer. What do you mean Memoina? How could it be Memoina? But okay, we'll leave it for now. Akoponim is two answers in Tosfos. Let's get clear. What's the din when two Edom walk in and say Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon and Reuven pays and then we found them Edom Zoyman? What's the din? Tosfos says the Edom Zoyman going to be Chayev for one of two reasons. Either because Efshir B'Chazara or because Oinshin Mamon Min Adin. What? Can't hear what? Because even if it's Efshir B'Chazara, it doesn't mean that he's going to get it back. It's Efshir B'Chazara, but it doesn't mean that he's going to get it back. Two Edom walk in and say, Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. Reuven gives Shimon. Shimon flies the coop. He's gone. He's out of here. Never to be seen again. And then the Edom get caught. So is it called Asa? No. Why? Because Efshir B'Chazara. Was it? Did they get the money back? Not necessarily.
What's the Lashon De'afil Shimon?
I'm not sure what you mean by that. That's why, in the case of Shilim, that he's a Mazik. That's what it seems to say. The Afilu Shilim, yeah.
Why is it Afilu? It's the Afilu.
No, Afilu Shilim that you're Chayiv. Zomam, you're not you're everyone knows you're Zomam. You're always Chayiv for Zomam. But by Momoin, Afilu Shilim, you're going to be Chayiv. That's what he means. Akitzer, we have two Pshatim here in Tosfos. Why is it by Mamoin there's no din of Kasher Zomam, lo Kasher Asa? Tosfos in the end sticks in something interesting. Says Tosfos, V'had Amrinam b'Makas, Hargo Ein Ne'erogim, Hayne Mishum, Dehasam Ein Oinshin Min Adin. Why is Tosfos bringing that up? Why is that part? Why are we discussing Hargo? Why does Tosfos throw in at the end? What's the din if someone to Ein walk in and say Reuven's Chayev Misa? Why is that part of the discussion here? Why is that part of the discussion? It sounds like Tosfos is saying that is affected by whether you go like the Riva or like the Ri. Like the Riva, I understand why if they're Hargu Ne'erogin. Like the Ri, I have to say Anutz something else. What's going on here exactly in Tosfos? What?
If he holds it, then you're Kavukhanim. Why
would
they not?
And according to the first Tzad?
No,
he doesn't hold of Kavach Chaimer. No such thing as Kavach Chaimer.
It's a new shayla.
But you have the same question. I hargo, why hargo? It's not Efshir B'Chazara. Why hargo? Don't you say Kavach Chaimer? Why hargo? Don't you say Kavach Chaimer? So you have to tell me because. Okay, so why the kasha coming over here?
Because over here he's saying that you have a kavachaymer.
But it's only because of mamoin. For shteitzach, it's because I'm because of mamoin. What, like?
He's saying specifically
said we're talking about mamoin.
Just clarifying that there's aishman in mamoin and not by misa.
Could be. But maybe we say more. You ready? Rabbi Yisai, why is it that if a person, if Edom Zoyim actually do what they plotted to do, that they don't get punished. A pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Pasisim lo kasher zomam, v'lo kasher asa. Harav Knoblovich, he brings a machloikes rishonim, Rabbeinu Bachai and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Machloikes is azeh, herzu. It's moiridik, Rabbi Yisai. Machloikes is, does that mean that we have a drosha, kasher zomam, v'loi kasher asa? Is there a drosha here? The drosha is telling us, kasher asa is potter. Or is the pshat that we only see in the Torah Zaman. The Torah never makes mention of Asa. We didn't talk about Asa anywhere. Kasher Zaman. It's very important, the Nigin. I'm not such a Baal Menagin, but I'm going to do my best. Ready? Here goes. The Nigin's very important. Is the pshat, v'asisim loy kasher Zaman, v'loy kasher Asa? Or is the pshat, v'asisim loy kasher Zaman, v'loy kasher Asa? Shteit Zaman doesn't say Asa. Shteit Zaman. So am I. Or is the pshat v'asisim l'kasher Zaman v'loy kasher Asa? Kasher Asa nisht. Machlokes Rishonim. It's Machlokes Rishonim. He brings. He says Rabbeinu Bechai. Says the pshat is. Ein biyadenu lahamisan kivan she'ein kasev mevarze. Pasuk doesn't speak about Asa. Doesn't say Asa. Rabbeinu Bechai says Pasuk doesn't say Asa. The Pasuk just says Zomam. Kasha Zomam. What about Asa? Don't know. Kasha Zomam. But look, Kasha Asa. I don't know Asa. Rabbeinu Bechai. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says no. No, the Zomam is the wrong word. Zomam is the wrong word. The word supposed to use is it should say use lashon of inoy. Kasha ona be'achiv. It should say. Anna, why does it say Zomam? You know why? Because Zomam is telling you not Asa. Zomam is saying Kasher Zomam, v'loi Kasher Asa. Asa, bad. Asa, no. Asa's not included. Asa, out.
So here too.
Passive and aggressive. Exactly. So like this. Rabbi Yisai, if the Pasuk says Asa not, if the Pasuk says Asa not, can you make a kal v'choymer to make you chayv on mamoin? Does that make any sense? Oh, by mamoin we are a kal v'choymer. Zomam kol shchein asa. No! Zomam and not asa. The Torah said not asa. There's a miut. Asa, no! So you can't do that. So Tosfos second teretz has to hold. The pasuk says zomam. Pasuk doesn't say asa. Don't know what's asa. Asa, don't know. Oh, kal v'choymer. Can you make a kal v'chomer? By moment you can make a kal v'chomer.
How can you say you could? We don't know. How can you say that you can? We're saying kash zomam and we don't know kash zomam.
Because a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer. The Torah doesn't say. Kal v'chomer teaches us. That's one of the midas shatorin addresses. Bam is with kal v'chomer. So use your kal v'chomer and now we know. By moment we know. The first teretz of Tosfos says, no, that's not the pshat. Not the pshat. Kasher zomam v'loy kasher osa. So why is it by nefashos? The din is if it's asa that you're going to be potter. Because you can't go back. It's asa, period. What, kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer, what are you talking about? That's no shaychus. Can't even talk kal v'chomer in the first pshat. So in the first pshat, the reason why nefashos is potter is because? Because asa. Why by Malkus you potter? Asa. Why by Mommy you're not potter? It's not asa. It's after Bechazor. It's not asa. In the second pshat, we're saying there's no such thing, no such drasha doesn't exist. It's kasher zomam. We only know zomam. What do you mean border? But osa also. No. So by mamon you could say kal v'chomer. What about by nefashos? Nefashos can't say kal v'chomer.
Why? Why can you make it by mamon?
Because ancient mamon min hadin. Tosfos holds that way as raya from Gemara. That's the way we paskin. Ancient min. Tosfos says the Bavli holds ancient min hadin.
How do you explain the Rambam like that?
Which Rambam?
It says that you, you can also
go. Okay, the Rambam is different shmuz. I would love to go into it, but I think we're going to be running out of time because we have more work to do. We'll try to do it tonight if we can. I'm happy to do the Rambam. Rabbi Yisai. But now we can clear Nochashayla. Nochashayla, here goes. You ready? Here goes. Rabbi Yisai. We spoke about this before. If a person breaks someone's finger, Yeah. So he has to be sold as an Eved. If he breaks five fingers, does he have to be sold as an Eved? Yeah. Is that a Kal V'Chomer?
No.
You break one finger, you have to be sold as an Eved. You break five fingers, you have to be sold as an Eved. Is that a Kal V'Chomer? I'm just making stuff up.
No.
Yeah, of course.
That's Kal V'Chomer.
Of course.
It's not Kal V'Chomer.
It's called Mechlal Masayim Moneh. The Achronim tell us that that's not even called a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is I break a finger, but if I break an arm, or I break your head, or I break your back, okay, that's a different thing. But yeah, I broke one finger, it's good to go. Break five, I broke a finger, so obviously. Maybe I'll go more gullus, but for sure, it's not even a Kal V'Chomer. So if you're chayv for zomam, so is it a Kal V'Chomer, kol shechein you're chayv for asa? Or in the asa is the zomam.
Specific punishment, maybe that, like we said,
Makis,
that's it's not a big enough punishment, whatever it is.
Again. Listen to the Hakira. We clear the Hakira of Knoblovich, brings from Rabbeinu Bachai, and he brings from the Rachaim HaKadosh. So the Pshat is Kashlom, but low Kashlom, so it's a Miut. I got that. Miut's for, that's great. A Miut is a Miut. You can't mess with a Miut. Or it's just, the Torah says Zom, the Torah doesn't say Asa. What's by Asa? Don't know. What do you mean, what's by Asa? Don't know. Every Asa has a Zomam, period. So what do you mean you don't know? The Torah says, Yechai for the Zom, Yechai for the Zom. Kumt Rab Chaim Brisker, Zokt Rab Chaim Avot, says Rab Chaim, Nein! The Pshat is, when it's Osa, since a Rab to Zmoma, when it's Osa, there's no more Zmoma here. The Zmoma's gone. Zmoma means a plot. If you've already accomplished it, it's no longer a plot. The plot's finished. The plot's not thickened. The plot is over. The story's over, there's no more plot. Says Reb Chaim, it's Arop the Zmona. The Zmona is gone now. So you can't be Mechaim Yalsa Zmona. You can say, yeah, but if you're Chaim for the Zmona, call Shechein for the Asa. The Zmona, this is the Asa. Yeah, whoa, Kal V'Chomer. You can use that for Mama, you can't use that for. You can use that for Is, for Einchen. The Choyra, this is the Pshat in the two Tirtzim of Toisvis. There's other things that need to be answered. Is one thing is Rambam. Rambam is a Pella. Because the Rambam says that by Mamoin, you have to pay even if you did it, and by Malkus also. That's the Bavus, the famous Reb Chaim, the vintage Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim speaks about why by Rambam you're going to stay over there, you don't say Kashazam or Kashar
Osa. That's a Rai from Taisvis.
We spoke about it in Malkus extensively. Right. Right. Okay. I don't know if that's. I'm not sure because it's just there is no. There's no makor by Malkus. That's why maybe Tosis doesn't bring about it. But maybe Tosis is alluding to that.
Answer that. It's a mazik. The answer is Tosis. If we see that even when they don't damage.
So that's the other question that we have over here. Question is, Rav Moshe Shmuel asked this question. Shaila is what his teretz is lamaisa even when they don't damage their chayiv. So how could you say that the Eitzayim is Mikoyach Mazik? Eitzayim is Chayiv to pay even when he does zero damage? For sure. So why is that called a Mazik over here? So there's two answers to that question. One answer is, we're going to go the gang of Aaron Yud Leib Steinman and Rav Shlomo Zalman, which is that we don't mean to make real Mazik. So here we just need there to be a Hezik. So there's a Hezik, that's enough.
What's the Hezik?
In this case, there's a Hezik. They don't have to be that they're labeled like regular Mazikin. Like we said, Shoyal also has a hezek when by oinus, but it's not a mazik. Okay, but there's damage that happens. Over here also, there could be damage that happens. In this case, that might be enough. You could say that, or you could say differently. Rabbi Yisrael, lom deshaze. I have to know what Tosis. If Tosis is talking about this at all, for his
fathers.
What's the yisoid eidzaimim mischayev? This is where we have to get to in the nekuda of the sugya. The Gemara speaks about his eidzaimim mamayin or knasa. The Gemara says eidim zaimim de mamayin who listening. So the kriv kiva dami in mishalma piatzim which is knasa. How in the world could you think Eidim Zoyim is Memoina? This is a Peladik Arashi. Rashi says Eidim Zoyim is Memoina because it's not more than Masha Hizik and it's not Katsuf. What do you mean? I wasn't Mazik you one whit. What's the Pshat Eidim Zoyim? It's a Chida Stuma. It's a Teima Gdoila. Who in the world can come up with Eidim Zoyim is Memoina? So everybody say we said two Pshatim in this one. What, Makis? Two Festa Pshatim.
Either one would work, right?
Either one work in different ways. One work. No.
Not.
Yeah, but it won't work with why it's called Nezikin. One pshat that we said was from Rabbi Chanan, the Maral, and others. The Medayik Lashon the Mishnah, Dav Beis Amar Aleph. Anyone remember the Lashon the Mishnah, Medayik and Dav Beis Amar Aleph?
Tachtov.
Eino imim yaseh b'gushim mechutz ha-tachtov. What's tachtov? Tachtov, it's kashuas, you don't do. What does it mean, tachtov? Tachtov means, tachtov is the wrong word we said, tachas. So tachtov means, the yisoid of Eid Zoymeim is, you shaft a psak. Eid Zoymeim has a very small window, from the psak, between Zomam and Osa, only there. You shaft a psak, we can't put it on him because it's wrong. What are we going to do with this psak? What are you going to do with this medicine? We're going to give him taste of his own medicine. We're going to make you eat the psak. So it's you take the place of the person that you were made. You were made on. You were made on him that he's $500. Guess what? You $500. Boom. We called it the boomerang vort. It comes right back at you. Right. So what did you try to make him pay? What was the definition of the thing you tried to make him do? Mammon. If it's mammon on him, it's mammon on you. It's mammon on him, it's mammon on you. When you try to make him do skila, what do we do on you, skila? Him malchus, you malchus. Him mammon, you mammon. So we ask the question then, him knas, you knas, there's no such thing. Because once bezdin paskins, all knas becomes mammon. You can never be machayev someone knas. Knas is just in the beginning stages. Once you make mammon, so you him mammon, you mammon, it becomes mammon. But why am I a mazik? The whole thing was, it never happened. We said another vort. We said it with Medayik and Rambam. We said it from the Birkas Avram. The Reb Chaim even declares this tzad, something else. We called it a virtual reality. We wanted to say it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Reb Tzvias Kalisha also says it in the back of the Pirush Mishnayos. Lots of there's a Achronish raid. There's issues with it. We discussed the issues with it. If anyone remembers the issues, which is virtual reality. The Chiddush of Eid Zoymim is you came in and said that you remain always $100. We don you as if you made Shimon pay $100. You came in and said, Reuven's chayv malchus. We donned you as if you gave Reuven malchus. You came in and said, Reuven's chayv skilo. We donned you as if you gave Reuven skilo.
So, of course,
in that realm, once you put on those glasses, it's easy nowadays because people are familiar with these, what do we call them?
Virtual reality
glasses. Once you put on these glasses, in that reality, he's a mazik. Look what he did to him. Oh my God, he made him pay. Look at that. He's a mazik. Take off the glasses. No, but in the world of Eid Zoymim, you're a mazik.
So then why do you even have to come on to the Reva according to Tosfos?
Oh, that's the Shaila. Then we have to come on to Reva for. That's where we're stuck.
What do you mean? Rabbi Chanan only said it's din in Mammon. Here we're down here, it's Knas. At this point of the Gemara, it's Knas.
So we said over there also, why do we call it Knas? Even the Knas. The Knas is the fact that you put on the glasses. That's the Knas. Once you're there, then it's mammon, and that's the whole machlokes. That's the whole machlokes. The same thing with Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan's tachtov. The fact that you're taking his place is knas. Once you take his place, it's mammon. So at which point do you don it as mammon or knas? In the end, everyone's going to agree it's mammon. In the beginning, everyone agrees that the getting there is knas. You don that as knas or mammon. That's the shot.
It's only in the list because it's knas.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, we have to, this is basically it. We could talk about the Rambam, we could talk about the Ritva over here, but I think we covered four main nekudas today. First nekuda we covered is Nezek Knas, or is Nezek Mammon? The Gemara says Nezek's Mammon, the Rambam says Nezek Knas. We said it's half and half. We discussed, what does it mean that Ganav and Gazlan are Nichol in Shemar Chinam? We said that according to Rashi, it's a new type of God of Mikoyach Shoy Merchinom, like we were Medayik and Toysus in Meruba, that says that it's called being Goynif Karka. We discussed the din of Toysus of Eid Zoymim, whether Eid Zoymim is Memoin or Knasa, the two Pshatim Rabbeinu Bechai, and the
Or
Achaim HaKadosh and the Reb Chaim. And then we discussed what Bechlal is Eid Zoymim, how could Eid Zoymim be Memoin? And we said the two Pshatim, one Pshat from famous from Reb Chanan, the other Pshat we said, from Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim has a kashya of Reb Chaim, and the Birkas of Rambam, and others, Medayik and Rambam, lots of places. Kitzatz, we discussed Beis Hashem on Sunday. We're going to do this sugya of Tavrei Rebbe Kiva, this Yisavar like Rebbe Kiva. There's a sugya over here. Then we're going to try to get Monday. We're going to get to the two dots. We say we're going to start moving over here. We're going to start moving. I'd like to leave you with a thought on this week's parasha. I know it's a little late. We're going to have to start a little earlier because we have some. It's time to start going into the next gear, my friends. We're getting ready for epic. Epic sugyos.
Push.
We're getting ready for Meitav. Meitav is the most exciting time of the 5 years of my cycle in my life is Meitav. I go like wild. I get so excited in Meitav. Insanely excited in Meitav. So just be prepared. I'm getting ready for this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, Moshe, this is happening. This is happening. I'm taking the Jewish people out. Escorts, Brisi, I made a promise. I have a covenant. I didn't forget that. V'gam ani shamati es nachas b'nei Yisrael. I heard the cry of the Jewish people. Hashem Mitzrayim avidim oisam, that they're being persecuted by the goyim. But the word v'gam ani, gam aki Moshe es Brisi itam, v'gam ani shamati, Escorts, the word gam, v'gam ani shamati, what does the word gam mean? So, you could read the pasuk as saying, I have lots of reasons why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because Hakimoisius Brisi, Anishamati, Escorts Brisi, all that stuff. We could, but there's something else being said here. Vigam Anishamati, it also depends on the nigin. Is it Vigam Anishamati or Vigam Anishamati? Also I heard. Not also I heard. Also, I heard. Gam ani shamati es nachas b'nei Yisrael. Zok the Chassam Sefer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't prepared to take Klal Yisrael out. He wasn't prepared to hear the tefillahs until a Yid heard another Yid's tefillah. You're worried about yourself? You're just absorbed in your own tzaras? You don't care about anyone else? You don't deserve it. But when you are prepared to think about someone else, and you are thinking about his tzara, gamani shamati, I also hear, I also listen. You care about each other, I care about you. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the secret of the geula. The geula comes when we care about each other. We all suffering, and we all have our own tzaras. But if we're just absorbed in ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't deserve it. But when we think about other people and we do chesed with other people, Hashem says, you don't have to deserve it because you're kind, I'm kind. It's meiridik. The Medrash says Klal Yisrael had one schus that they got out of Mitzrayim. Their one schus was that they did chesed with each other. That's their one schus. So one of the things that happens in yeshiva, And I want to bring this out to my closest talmidim who are sitting here right now in my room. And someone told to me when I was already a younger man, I didn't even chap it. He said, yeshivas teach people to be self-centered. They're totally absorbed in their learning, in themselves. It's all about me. It's all about me. I don't have time for my family. I don't have time for my friends. I eat. I don't clean up after myself. I don't do anything. I'm just like learning. It's all me. It's all my steiging. I have to my steiging. And I was like, yeah, that's right, that's what we do, right? What's the problem? I didn't get it. I was right, Yungaman, I remember, I didn't get it. But now I get it. There's a big problem. There's a hashchosa that can happen. A person's totally absorbed in himself. What I heard from the Rashiva Rameya Stern, Torah has to be a mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveiroi. Limud Torah has to be a mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveiroi. Everything about us has to be thinking about other people. We have to care about other people. We have to daiga for other people. I was once talking to a chaver of Rav Asher Arieli. Rav Asher's Kenzan, the biggest masman I ever met in my life. He said, Rav Asher's bin Adam l'chaveroi was not shaykh. How much he cared, how sensitive he was to everybody else. Not shaykh. You think he's all busy the whole time learning, like, leave me alone. Rav Asher doesn't go to chasanas. But he doesn't go to chassas, not the pshat, because he doesn't care about anyone. And the litmus test is when we have those moments, are we noticing other people? It's nauseating sometime how self-absorbed Bachram can be with themselves. How they could leave messes make noises, say things that are insensitive to people. But it's being bred because everything's about me. You know, if it makes me feel good, it's going to help my learning. I can say whatever I want. Or I don't have to clean up after myself. So I came to Hakara. You know, how hard is it to put a cigarette butt into the garbage? It's right next to you. It's right there, right? But no. How hard is it to like clean up after yourself? You leave your disgusting herring all over the table so that other people are trying to like come in the next morning and put on their tefillin and they have to deal with your garbage? But that's what people are just totally absorbed in themselves. And the yisoid of the geula is gamani shamati. Let's think about each other. Let's care for each other. And try to spread a little bit this idea of it's okay to think about someone else. It's okay. It's not like you're shtakel bacher still. You're still a shtakel bacher. And there's a shame we should be zeche to geula shleimah.